Hello, beautiful people. We're coming to you from California, and it's time to smile with celebrity talk show host Tressa Smiley. Tressa has been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, YouTuber, executive producer, and motivational speaker across the U.S. And now she presents VIP Live Talk Show with Tressa Smiley, a positive platform where everyone is treated like a VIP, very important person. With our current climate, it's important to pull out all the positives. Expect to be motivated, encouraged, appreciated, supported, and share plenty of smiles to keep your happy circuits open with lighthearted, upbeat, quick bites conversation. So, if you have an interest in living a happy life and ready to fall in love with your world and your smile, this is exactly where you need to be. I present your happy host, Tressa Smiley.
Hello, beautiful people. It's your girl, Tressa Smiley here, and welcome to VIP Live Talk Show, the place where everyone is treated like a VIP. Now, I am super excited that you decided to spend your valuable time with me today, and I promise you that it's going to be time well spent. Why? Because on this platform, in this moment, we are expecting only good things to happen. Why? Because that's my claim to fame. That's what I'm called to do. That's what I'm giving and receiving. And plus, it is my last name. I am the one and only Tressa Smiley from Team Smiley. And I want you to give yourself a big, big hug and a big smile, because this smile is definitely for you. Now, I know we got plenty of smile ambassadors out there, and I'm here to find them and make them official. Where are my smiley people at? First, I got Tony from Hollywood. I'm not sure whether he's from Hollywood, Florida or Hollywood, California, but either way, Tony, I thank you for stopping in. And then we have my girl, Rita, her and her beautiful family. She has an amazing family. Everyone from her sisters, her brothers, cousins, nieces, nephews, everybody's just absolutely awesome. These guys have always showed me so much support, and I really appreciate you. So shout out to Rita for checking in. I did get your like on the Podbean request last week, so I appreciate you. And then we have Benjamin, and he's in Virginia. Benjamin, you are awesome. You already know that. People in Virginia, they just received my information so well. So thank you, Benjamin, for checking in. I appreciate it. And if you want to call in, send us your comments, send us your name and your state. I encourage you to share your comments on my social media page, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and visit my website for details on how you can win a gift card for $50, purchase your Team Smiley gear, and donate today and become a Smile patron. Because guess what? This smile saves lives. There's a lot going on in the world, as we all know. Plenty of people are hopeless and sad and just feeling lost. I get it. But for the next 10, 15 minutes, remember, we don't want to put no more strain on your schedule than we have to. We just want to offer you a sense of relief. So we want you to find your way back to your smile. Find your way back to your happiness. Find your way back to your love. Remember, love is available to everyone, not just to some people. And in this moment, you just gotta know where to look. Stop looking for love in all the wrong places. You gotta start from the inside and then work your way on the outside. And that's the reason why you found me. That's why you're hearing my voice. And I'm so happy that we found each other. And I'm sending you love. I'm sending you hugs. I'm sending you positive, peaceful prayers, millions and millions and millions of good vibes. And not just from me, but from everyone that's connected on this platform on a local and on a global scale. Together, we are saving lives and saving smiles one smile at a time. And I'm sending you one right now. So let us love on you, because remember, real love, it heals and builds. It never tears you down. It's not intended to do that. So get comfy, relax, and breathe. We just want to celebrate you by lifting up your spirits with lighthearted, quick conversations from hashtag Team Smiley, hashtag you are a VIP. Now, today's show's topic is we're going to get clear. We're going to clear the air through affirmations and declare and speak blessings over you first. If anybody, they know me, they know that before I step into a room or before I step into an environment or anything, I already set the tone. I bring my weather with me. So we want to help you take your weather with you as well and declare and let your words give you life. It really truly is what you say to yourself. Understand that and live by that. Topic number two, we're going to have a quick bite conversation because football season has officially arrived for all my football fans out there. You know, I'm going to give you a little bit of that, not a whole lot, but just enough to keep you going because that's what I know. I love me some football. I've learned to love it over the years because I love the competitive spirit and the drive nature in it. We got quick bites from our Hall of Famer. He is from the Kansas City Chiefs. He's retired now, but he is a sports analyst and Mr. Tony Gonzalez. So I'm super excited. We have some quick bites from him. And then last, we're going to have a quick discussion about how are you eating healthy during the quarantine? What we want to do is remember that this is nothing that's too hard and too heavy on the soul. There are plenty of other platforms for that one, just not this one. Remember, we want to help you feel, keep your happy circuits open and help you keep feeling good from the inside out, because it really is an inside job. We're spreading smiles across the world to keep your happy circuits open. So we're spreading the word. Join the smile movement. Alrighty, now my affirmations, we're going to start and dive deep into this segment. It is all about the affirmations at this point. It's what it is that I say to myself. That is the key. Affirmation time. Now, these are mine, but feel free to write in and share your affirmations with us. I'll be more than happy to put them on the air. But I like to start my affirmations off with, I am guided throughout this day and making all the right choices. Today is definitely going to be a good day because today is my day. I will use my powerful mind to create solutions in my life, not problems. I am a powerful thinker. I am a powerful doer. I not only use my mind, but I can put action in the equation to back it up to get the results that I am looking for. I am thankful for my beautiful life and all is well in my world. My mind is a powerful tool when it's properly utilized. I am at peace. God knows my name and he keeps me safe according to all of his grace and mercy. Today, only good things are going to happen. If you like, remember, you can use these, but it's good for you to have your own as well. You gotta be what you believe, because remember, at the end of the day, when you're around good people, good things, they happen. Okay, my beautiful VIPs. Now, today's quick bite discussion is with a professional football player. He has had a 17-season run. He's a sports analyst and inducted into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. I welcome to you today, Mr. Tony Gonzalez. Now, Mr. Tony Gonzalez, I am sure you would agree that we should all honor our bodies, especially if we want to keep our systems functioning, especially while the country is in the midst of a global pandemic. Now, as an athlete, you understand the importance of a solid immune system and a healthy lifestyle. Now, what type of nutritional changes have you made? Just tell us a few tips about them.
Hey, I'm Tony Gonzalez, somebody who used to be vegan while I was playing for about 2 months, not too long. long, but based off of that change I made in year 10, I just started incorporating more vegetables into my diet, more seeds, more plant protein, and I felt a difference, and I really believe it allowed me to play an extra 7 years in the league, because that was year 10 for me.
So more seeds, more fresh vegetables, more plant-based and protein. Good answer. Now, you've had a phenomenal football career, 17 seasons to be exact. You're at Sports Analysis and you've been inducted into the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Now, but there was a time when you had a health scare. Walk us through that.
I thought I had leukemia from a blood switch up out there when I was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. And off of that, it turned out it was nothing major for me, but it just gave me kind of a kick in the ass and said, hey, you got to do something. You know, you're in year 10, you're eating like crap, you're starting to feel like crap. And, you know, 10 years in the NFL is a long time. And so I made the change.
Okay, that had to be very scary. Now tell us about that life turning point.
I was reading this book called The China Study, which is written by Dr. Campbell. I actually reached out to him, met with him, and decided to make that change. And after that, it was kind of like the rest is history as far as my diet is concerned. I made those hardcore changes. I actually started to incorporate meat back into my diet, but really lean cuts from good sources, grass-fed, humanely produced meat, and really eating a lot of vegetables. And it made a difference.
And how do you feel today?
I feel great. I feel great, and I still keep those changes, along with some other stuff, too. I'm really into the whole biohacking.
And you should be. You only have one body. It is your temple, and it's up to you to take care of it.
Yeah, and you feel good, and you produce. That's the thing about athletes now. When they get on this train, you see that it can put money in your pocket. That's what it's about. It's about, you know, and give you a chance at more glory out there to do whatever you want to do. So I'm all for it, and I think every athlete, forget about athlete, like everybody, it doesn't matter. It's something anybody should incorporate into their diet.
Now, you know I totally appreciate you, and I thank you for coming on the show, but can you do a drop for my viewers and make them smile?
Hey, we're making America smile with Tressa Smiley.
Okay, so next we have our healthy tips on quarantine. We want to be mindful about what it is that we're doing for our mind, our body, and our spirit. Now, while the country is in grips of fear and uncertainty, the last thing you want to do is add additional weight that you don't need to your mind and your body. So we need to make a shift in our attitude towards this time, just making little shifts, they can make a big difference. So we want you just to honor your body by keeping your systems functioning as well as possible so that when everything does surface, you can just emerge from this lockdown looking fabulous and feeling fabulous. Because remember, it's not about necessarily how you look, it's about how you feel. And if you feel good, you can do anything. Now, please note that we're not saying this is a time to just focus on complete weight loss, or changing your eating habits. We just want you to just make some mindful tips, because the uncertainty, it can be a little scary for a lot of us. And then some people, they're doing a lot of crunch emotional eating. I'm not sure if that's necessarily a good idea. I'm not saying you don't do it all the time, but just be mindful of it and use your food as a pillar of energy that's going to guide you to good health. So eating should always be a most enjoyable experience when we engage in it. However, you always want to experience mindfulness eating. So food that's going to taste good, that's good for you, and they're going to be able to give you some great health benefits from it as well. Now, in a nutshell, mindful eating is about just learning how to pay attention to why, when, what, and how we're eating. Do the inventory. Check your pantry on a regular basis, at least weekly, in your refrigerator. Stop ahead. Create a plan. Stick to it. And remember, this is a disclosure. I'm not a medical doctor. I am a doctor mom. So check with your medical professional before you make any changes to your health plan or your health routine. But these are my 7 tips at this point about becoming a mindful eater. It works for me, and I'm so happy to share it with you as well. Now, the first tip is going to be take breaths while you eat. It's very important. So you don't just eat. You eat, you breathe, you relax, and enjoy your meal. Second is listen to your body. When your body says, okay, I've had enough, okay, it's all right. Have enough. Maybe go for one more bite, but then just don't overdo it. Just be mindful and listen to your body. Let your hunger guide you. If you're hungry, then eat. If you're not hungry, then it could be a sign that you're not really eating. You're just maybe emotionally dealing with some issues right now that you just want a quick instant gratification. Be mindful about what it is that you're doing. So just let your hunger guide you. Eat slow. Take your time and chew your food, and get into the taste of it, you know, the texture of it. You know, is it sweet? Is it sour? Is it good for you? Is it salty? You know, just get connect with your food by eating slower. Remove all distractions, because a lot of times when you're distracted, you're not paying attention about what it is that you're doing. But eating should be something that's very sacred and personal for you. The next one is, if you don't love it, don't eat it. I mean, if it's all right, then what's the point of dealing with all that extra stuff? Just wait, eat what you love, and focus on what you love, and do it in moderation. And always give thanks. You want to be able to give thanks for every meal, for your body to receive that meal, and whatever you need to keep, allow it to keep it. And then whatever needs to be released, it can be released as well. So remember, the intention is to create a safe place for us to come together and share good vibes as we cope with this new normal life has presented. Find your happy place and stay there. Remember, life is supposed to feel good. If it doesn't, you are off track. Learn to trust your gut, develop it. Use your words to build you up and food you up, not break you down or destroy you. That is pretty much all the time we have today. I appreciate you for sharing this beautiful space with me around the world. Thank you to everyone. We love sharing smiles. Donate and save a smile today. Become a smile patron. Call in, send us your comment, your name, your state, where you're from. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, social media. Drop us a comment. Make sure you tune into the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, Google, and so you'll never miss an episode. And plus, if you haven't gotten your smiley gear, stop by our website at www.transitsmiley.com and hurry, because supplies are almost sold out. And we want you to join me next week for more inspiration and smile moments to focus on loving you. Why? Because you are beautiful. Why? Because you are awesome. Why? Because you are strong. And why? Because you are a VIP. Hashtag your smile matters. I love you guys, and I see you soon.
Thanks for listening to VIP Live with Tressa Smiley. If you want to be a smile patron, you can pledge a monthly amount to help share smiles with the world. Please click the link, patron.podbean.com/VIP Live Talk. If you like our show and want to share a smile on demand, visit www.tressasmiley.com. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher, and YouTube. Please like, subscribe, and share with your family and friends. This smile is for you. Until next time, keep smiling. Hashtag you are a VIP.